Laurie McCants of the Bloomsburg Theatre Ensemble spoke during the General Assembly titled Defining a Movement, Exploring Movement of the Past, Present and Future at the 2013 Theatre Communications Group Conference in Dallas, Texas. And here is some of what she said. Let me tell you some facts of life regarding the American theatre ecosystem. And I won't beat about the bush. I'm here to tell you something a lot of you already know. That it's a fact of life that ensembles are an essential part of the American theater ecosystem. Mark Valdez, leader of the network of ensemble theaters, says this all the time, and he's right. Our entire theater field, all of it, flourishes as a polyculture. We need all kinds of theater all over the field if any of our theaters expect to grow. We need the petunias, the native corn, the heirloom tomatoes, the bananas, the plantains, the kale, the hybrid roses, the cilantro, and the bees. Bless them. Pray we find a way to save them. As Todd Lincoln said recently in one of his ringing exhortations about the state of American theater, take a tip from the apples. In art as in botany, monoculture leads to decline. Biodiversity and cross-pollination are necessary for our survival. The same is true of a democratic art, and none is more democratic in its bones than theater. McCants continues, back in 1978, when my fellow fools and I founded the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble, we already knew that we were part of a movement. We were aware of other contemporary ensembles that had already created a body of work. Our influences not only included all those wonderful, ornery experimentalists and activists, but also those who had gone before. It turned out the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble had landed on fertile soil. Our town and surrounding region supported us. They still do. We planted ourselves there in our town, and in many ways, our isolation has been a blessing, but we also yearned to break out of our isolation. We started coming to TCG conferences, where we began to find out there were others like us. That said, here is the NET definition of ensemble. An ensemble is a group of individuals dedicated to collaborative creation, committed to working together consistently over the years to develop a distinctive body of work and practices. NET is deeply committed to supporting the growing movement of collaborative performance makers, uplifting the values intrinsic to ensemble process: transparency, mutual respect, equity, inclusion, and democratic structures. Words of Laurie McCants, a co-founder of the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble, speaking at the 2013 Theater Communications Group Conference in Dallas, Texas. This remarkable theater ensemble is on the brink of 40 years of creating and performing and connecting here in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, and the group was just honored by the National Theater Conference with its Outstanding Theater Award at the NTC's annual December meeting in New York. John Whitespunner is in his 11th season as managing director at the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble. In South Africa, he served as managing director of His Majesty's Theater in Johannesburg. He ran a performing arts center at the University of Cape Town and his own production company, which produced and toured shows in South Africa and Namibia. Between 1980 and 1992, John served as general manager of the world-famous Market Theater. Since moving to the States in 1992, in addition to his time with BTE, he served as managing director and manager of community outreach at Stoneham Theater in Boston. He co-founded 24th Street Theater, now in its 20th season, in Los Angeles. We had a chance to speak with John Whitespunner by phone about the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble and the award from the National Theater Conference.
The National Theater Conference is a nationwide organization that has been going almost for 100 years, I believe. 1925, that's when it started. And it has representation from just about every state in the country, I think.
And it gathers theater professionals, and you all come together each year and honor distinguished representatives from around the country, but also talk shop.
Yes, this year they met in New York, and stuff happened on the Friday, the Saturday, and on the Sunday. And they talk about the business of theater, they talk about the artistic aspect of theater, they talk about the technical aspect of theater. So it's all encompassing. You know, in terms of membership of the conference, there are representatives from all of those different fields involved, as well as academics.
It's a good mix in that way.
It's a great mix of people, both young and old, and I think that was evident at the event that we were at the Players Club in New York, where there was, you know, the range in age, the range in ethnicity, the range. It was a wonderful gathering of people.
And Bloomsburg Theatre Ensemble was honored at this conference.
Well, the award that we received, Bloomsburg Theatre Ensemble, was Outstanding Theatre of the Year. And in that, we sort of join a bunch of theatres who have been similarly named over the years. And I'll just give you a couple of examples of major theaters in the country that have been given the same award: Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago, Roundabout Theater in New York, the Goodman Theater in Chicago, American Repertory Theater in Massachusetts, Yale Rep. A whole bunch of really, really important theaters around the country have been awarded this award. And what was also wonderful about it is that as the Outstanding Theater, we get an opportunity to nominate somebody for what they call an Emerging Professional Award. And we were able to nominate Rebecca Romeli, who is Managing Director of Boulder Ensemble Theater Company, as that Emerging Professional. And I'm not sure if you're aware, and I don't know how many of your listeners would be aware, that Rebecca Romeli started her theater career here in Bloomsburg as a child in Christmas Carol, and has, you know, over the years built a career for herself and is now running a theater out in Boulder, Colorado. And she was there on the day, and we all got to say our piece in front of the gathering, and she made a beautiful speech in recognition of what she had learned and what she had gained from being involved with the various artists here in Bloomsburg, and what it had meant to her having a theater in her community. And that was really wonderful for us, that as a child growing up, she had recognized the importance of having a theater and the change, or the difference it had made in her life.
And that is what distinguishes the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble, isn't it, John? The sense that the theater is not just located in Bloomsburg, but that BTE is a part of the community. And we remember what Elvina Krauss would hold about the importance of a theater, every bit as important to a community as a school or as a library or those kinds of institutions, that a theater should be every bit as much a part of a community as those other institutions.
Yeah, that, and you know, the fact that we're still here going on 40 years later is just proof positive of, you know, what a visionary she was and how it is possible, given the right community and given the commitment of the artists, how it is possible to create that. The model that we have here could be repeated all over the country.
When you were among your colleagues there, what kinds of things did you say, and what did they say back to you when you were there on award day?
I think the thing that was said the most was, how did you do it? How has it been possible? Because you hear stories all the time of theaters that have been around and are no longer around. So that, I think that was the main kind of, how in a small community have you been able to keep a theater like this going, and how has it been able to remain strong for all this time? And for me, the answer is it's almost always the same. And that is that in as much as it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a community partnership with a group of artists to create this kind of thing that we have here in Bloomsburg, that, I mean, obviously the artist had to come here and make a choice to say, you know what, we're going to dedicate our lives, our artistic lives, to this endeavor. But it also takes the community that embraces them and enjoys the work that they do, and in good times and bad, comes forward and supports them. That's really been the story of BTE, where there are people who are still coming to see shows who were, you know, young professionals growing up in this town when the original artist came and joined Alvina here. Those people are still coming back. They have been there for us when times have been good, and for some of those few times when times have not been so good. And it's been that partnership that has really made it possible.
What's so significant for us here is that you bring us Shakespeare, you bring us contemporary playwrights right now, living, breathing playwrights, creating work, for example, like the Joseph Priestley piece, right here and now for us, mm-hmm. growing out of the roots of our region, and everything in between, the educational outreach that you have, the original pieces that you've created based on the history of our region, it all points to the role that you all have played in our lives in various ways. You make us laugh, you help us to cry, to understand who we are as human beings in the disappointments and the betrayals and the love and all of that. Isn't that what theater can do in our lives, the power of theater?
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of takes the community and kind of reflects it back to itself in some way. And you mentioned Gunpowder Joe, which was the Joseph Priestley piece, which turned out to be hugely successful in terms of audience attendance. And people really, really enjoy seeing stuff about their community when we are able to do it. They really respond very, very strongly to the shows that we do that really talk about their community.
And John, in your position, not just when you go to a conference like this in New York, but you have to be aware, don't you, of what's taking place on the larger theater scene in the country. Are you encouraged? It's always a struggle with funding. We know that. The pressures are great and real. What kinds of things do you see out there on the landscape as you take a look around in 2017, for example?
Frankly, we're nervous. We're a little nervous about news coming out of Washington about the attempts to defund the National Endowment for the Arts and National Public Radio and the humanities, because even though we don't get a regular sum of money from the National Endowment for the Arts, there are grants, like, for example, all the Shakespeare's that we've been able to do over the years, or pretty much all of them, certainly over the last 8 or 9 years, a good chunk of that has been funded by the NEA Shakespeare grant, Shakespeare in America grant. That would go away. The funding that we get from the State Arts Council, the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, that would be in jeopardy because they are funded in part by the National Endowment for the Arts. So all of that, you know, has ripple down effect. And it just makes the arts environment, I mean, we are one organization, and though we are probably the foremost producing theater organization in this region, we exist in a kind of an arts community, certainly here in Bloomsburg, and there are many different pieces to it, both musicians and fine artists and as well as theater performers, who benefit in different ways from funding through different arts councils. And all of that becomes in jeopardy, and it's really worrying that that fabric starts to be threatened. And, you know, there are, of course, wonderfully generous people and corporations within our areas, but when you're out in the country, when you're in rural areas, you have way less access to corporate and major foundation funding, and so it's not as easy to replace. If we were to lose our Pennsylvania Arts Council funding or the opportunity to apply for NEA funding, I mean, last year we did our Women's Solo Performance Festival, and that was funded in part by the NEA. That kind of stuff won't happen without that kind of funding. So that's nervous. That makes us nervous. But we continue, as we've always done, as theaters do. You just keep going, and you try and make up that funding in other ways.
And John, you bring an international perspective to your work in Bloomsburg with the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble. Do you see, from the work that you did in South Africa or places like that, parallels between what you had done and the experience you had with theater there and the way BTE works and interacts with the community? Is there a sense of completely different experiences, or are there some commonalities?
Well, I think there's always the commonality of, you know, whenever you bring an audience into a room, into a building, and you see the interaction between what's going on the stage and what's happening, you know, how the audience is responding, there's always that commonality. The times that I remember the most in South Africa was, you know, South Africa was in a state of rebellion, really, back in the days when I was at the Market Theatre. So it was a lot more immediate, you know, the threat of government wanting to close the theatre down because we were doing things that were against various of their laws, you know, having people of different races in the same building at the same time, having different races sitting off, standing at a bar having a drink together, you know, those kind of things that were part of what we were doing at the theater, the risk felt a lot more immediate. Here, it doesn't feel the same in that way. But theater is storytelling, and we were telling stories, and the stories that were being told at the Market Theater were very much reflective of people's lives, people who lived very different lives in South Africa, black and white. So the storytelling is the same. How it feels to have people coming to theater, and it was just a different time.
What would you like our listeners to be alert for in the coming months at BTE?
Well, next up here is we're doing The Foreigner, and that starts on March 16th. And it runs for 4 weeks. We've done The Foreigner before, but, you know, many years ago, and it was hugely successful. It's very funny. And what I also wanted to note was that on the 18th of March, which is a Saturday, which is our opening Saturday performance, we're doing our third Pay What You Decide performance. And Pay What You Decide is a kind of a new concept that we've started this year, where people can come to the theater, you make your reservation the same as you always do, but you only pay for it
after you see it?
Yeah, and that gives you, the patron, the opportunity to say, I really like this show, and here's what I think it's worth. And it's a concept that we've borrowed from some other theaters, a couple of theaters in England and some other theaters here in this country, where we want to make theater as accessible as it possibly can be, so that anybody who wants to come and see a play can come see a play and then tell us what they think it's worth. So that's on the 18th of March. And after that, we'll be doing a very new play called The Nether, which starts on the 27th of April. And then we're getting ready for our 40th season. Who knew that we'd get to 40 years? I think Alvina did. So 40th season will start up in September. I can't tell you what the plays are yet, but we're announcing that on April the 2nd. I mean, we've also got a wonderful fundraiser coming up called The Taming of the Brew, which is on April the 8th. There are still tickets left for that. So that's kind of what's happening.
John Weitspanner, Managing Director of the Bloomsburg Theatre Ensemble. The National Theatre Conference has named the recipients of the annual awards that it presents. George Takei, actor, author, activist, has been named Person of the Year, and of course we remember him from Star Trek and so much more. And then the Bloomsburg Theatre Ensemble is the recipient of the Outstanding Theatre Award For the year, Rebecca Romaly was selected by BTE as a recipient of the NTC's Emerging Professional Award, and she began her theater career at the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble, but now she is manager of a theater in Boulder, Colorado, and ascending. We have a chance to remind you that you can see The Foreigner at the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble March 16th through April 9th, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30, with 3 o'clock matinees on Sundays, and that Pay What You Decide is opening night, Saturday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. That's a play by Larry Hsu, and Elizabeth Dowd is directing. The next play, The Nether, is April 27th through May 21st, and there will be more on the website about that play. That's a play by Jennifer Haley, and it's directed by Richard Canaday. And then John Whitespunner mentioned The Taming of the Brew, a very popular annual event hosted by the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble on April 8th. All the details online at bte.org, bte.org. That's the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble at the Alvina Krauss Theater in downtown Bloomsburg. For more information on the web, bte.org.